But right now, though, before we get to Al's news, we need to get an update on superstar jockey Ben Mellum, who had a nasty fall at Caulfield on the Heath track yesterday. Early reports had him as a pretty serious fracture of the leg, but hopefully it is better news than that. Matty Hyland, who is the boss of the Victorian Jockeys Association, joins us this morning. Morning, Matt.
Morning, Michael.
Have you got an update on Ben this morning?
Oh, mate, I had a bit of text messaging back and forth with Janie this morning, and what was put out probably last night on Twitter, so it looks as though he may not have a fracture, but I think he's going to undergo more scans today, but obviously in a fair bit of pain, so he's done something to the to his femur, but yeah, that's the latest, but he's in the Alfred, and we'll just see what today brings.
Okay, so that is a lot better news than what was initially reported. So there must have been some serious fears that it was a very bad break at the start or initially after the fall.
Yeah, look, the initial message that came through, you know, after sort of pretty much straight after and sort of 5-10 minutes afterwards, was that he'd had a... he'd had a compound fracture, which was clearly incorrect, and so we rectified that straight away and put a correction update out straight away. And it was initially, by the time he was transferred, the thought was that he'd had a fracture to his femur, but you know, he's got the scans done last night, and it appears as though whilst he's in a fair bit of pain and there's something going on there, he looks as though, fingers crossed, that he's escaped that.
Well, that is good news. We'll await the ultrasound, which he's undergoing probably as we speak right now. Is it the same leg or the same side that he had his hip injury on, operation earlier in the year? Do you know, Matty?
Oh, I'm not quite sure on that, Michael, but and I'm not sure whether it was both hips that he might have had work done on, but yeah, it's his left leg anyway.
All right, well, he's going to be on the sidelines for a little while, but fingers crossed it's not a broken leg, which would be a number of months. Matty, appreciate the update.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael.
Matt Hyland joining us there.